as well as humanitarian assistance for Gaza. President Biden's promise to sign the legislation as soon as it crosses his desk today. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Tonight, we make Vladimir Putin regret the day he questioned American resolve.
Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville voted against it.
The war in Ukraine is a stalemate, has been for a while. Pouring more money into Ukraine coffers will only prolong the conflict and lead to more loss of life.
A New York college has just extended a midnight deadline, giving pro-Palestinian protesters another 48 hours to remove their campus encampment. Correspondent Matt Piper.
Another night of protests at Columbia University and at other schools nationwide by students who have set up encampments, ignoring demands to leave. Today, Columbia's Senate could vote on a resolution censoring the school's president after faculty expressed alarm at her decision to enable the arrest of student protesters in recent days.
And it's obviously really devastating to see like so many students getting hurt and being arrested.
I'm kind of confused because, I mean, being here at Columbia, I mean, I have so much work.
The Ivy League school has now switched to remote learning for the rest of the semester.
The Supreme Court hears a case today that'll determine when doctors can perform abortions in states that enacted bans after the high court overturned Roe v. Wade. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
If there's an emergency, it is said that these women might need an abortion in the Idaho facilities. And Idaho is saying its laws take precedent over the federal law.
The former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, took the stand again at former President Trump's criminal trial and discussed a meeting with Mr. Trump and his former fixer, Michael Cohen. CBS's Robert Costa from New York.
He told them, "I would be your eyes and ears," explaining the practice of catch and kill. The Enquirer would buy the rights to any damaging story about Trump and never publish it.
New analysis on how many people on Medicare could be covered for a popular weight loss drug. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder, editor-at-large for public health for the Kaiser Family Foundation's Health News.
KFF estimates that about 7% of Medicare beneficiaries, or about 3.6 million people, have cardiovascular disease and obesity and could be eligible for Medicare to cover Wegovy.
Last month, the FDA approved it to reduce heart attacks and strokes. S&P futures up 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The State Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose again to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Their crew could not get on base, losing 2-1 in Pittsburgh. Pat Murphy was pleased by the debut of right-hander Tobias Myers, even though the first batter he faced, Andrew McCutchen, hit a home run.
I think sometimes getting punched early is probably a good thing, to be quite honest with you. I think that said it all, what he did the next, you know, 15 outs.
NBA, the Bucks lost at home to the Pacers, 125-108. Milwaukee pulled within 4 points, then fell behind by 20 in the final period. Chris Middleton.
Siakam made some tough plays. Turner hit some shots. But I think for the most part, their pace after I missed shots just, you know, killed us tonight.
Game 3 is Friday at 4 p.m. in Indy. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh, but mentioned this after the game.
My little brother in the stands the other day was, you know, called the N-word. You know, I didn't sit right with anybody in our, you know, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to 55 this afternoon. The wind east to south at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 36. Tomorrow, sunshine 63. We are watching a system that'll bring some rain and wind by Thursday night. Most of Friday and through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude, and you make it the greatest radio show ever. Dom returns to the airwaves Wednesday. No court for Trump, but plenty of politics. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. You know, I kind of made the mistake. I should have pointed out, Conrad, that you got your hair cut. Conrad is rocking a fresh cut.
Yes, I did.
And it is literally a haircut you could set your watch by. It is high and tight and fresh, man. So tell us, what do you say when you go in to get a haircut? Because they always ask you what you want.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Well, I just say I want a trim on the top and then a two on the sides.
A trim on the top and two on the sides? What does that mean?
That's the length of the razor that's going to be on the side.
Oh, a two.
Yeah.
Oh, you even know the numbers. You're all up on the barbershop etiquette and
honestly, I say a different number every time, I feel like. Because I forget which one's shorter.
Oh, yeah. No, the lower the number, the shorter the cut, right?
And then they go, really? That's just like a little bit off. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'll take a three then if I say four.
Right. And when the barber or beautician or whatever says, really? That's when you know you've got their attention. You said something. That's hilarious. Oh, looks good, man. That's
Well, thank you.
Do they call that? Is there a name for that haircut?
Yeah, it's called the Conrad.
The Conrad, the K-Man. Hi, give me the Conrad.
I'll do a trademark on my hair.
I think you should. You should post that on the Facebook page. We're a little behind on text here. Boy, how fun. John McGivern, folks, check him out. He's a great guy. It's Friday night at the Schwabenen Performing Arts Center. This Friday, April 26th, there are still a few tickets left. An evening with John McGivern. He's just a phenomenal storyteller and a very interesting guy. He's had a really interesting career and incredibly talented. So check out John if you're in the mood for some live entertainment this weekend and you happen to be in the Green Bay area, or you just want a road trip to Green Bay, road trip to McGivern. I think that could be, wow, that's a new show. Road trip to McGivern. That's just like Main Streets or around the corner, road trip to McGivern. There you go. I think I just sold out the rest of the joint for John. So that'll be fun. Coming up in a few minutes, Philly Ocean, the lead singer of Yachtly Crew. Philly Ocean's, I should say, Philip Daniel, a.k.a. Philly Ocean, will be here. We're going to play in a couple minutes. We're going to play an original song. And you know what's interesting? I thought most of the yacht rock bands, and we'll ask Philly this, but I thought they just did covers. I didn't know a lot of them did original tunes. So that's kind of cool. We'll share that in just a minute. Tomorrow night on the show, Pat Kreitlow will be here. Pat is a Civic Media host as well. I'm excited to talk to him. He's a really interesting guy, funny guy, and a great interview. He'll be here tomorrow night at 7:30. Artist, actor, comedian Steve Segrin will be here tomorrow night at 8:20. And then on Thursday night, Kirk Bangstad from the Minocqua Brewing Company will be here. And he's bringing a singer with him. That'll be fun. Live entertainment over the stream Thursday night. And Terry Barr joins us Thursday this week instead of Friday. So a lot of Nightlight coming up the rest of the week. And I would like to take this moment to say that Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison. That's a great location. Have you been to Madison recently, Conrad?
I think I've been, it's been like a year. Yeah, somewhere around there.
Man, it's crazy. Like the east side, east of the Capitol on East Wash just looks incredible. So, yeah, it's a great location. So, all right, so we go to the stream here. Gilligan's Island, they did, but had a tropical resort. Yeah, that's not such a bad place to be stuck, I guess. You know, unless you're, I don't know. See, sometimes I'm about to say a joke and I know it would really damage my reputation, Conrad. I would say something and I would say, I can't believe I just said that. This is the radio. I have to watch what I say. Stacey Sue Johnson says, Mary Tyler Moore walked out of the office, looked back and turned off the lights. Yeah, that very similar to Cheers, I think, that one. That's a good one, too. I like the, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the show before, but not the last Gilligan's Island, but the one where the Harlem Globetrotters end up on the island is one of my favorite episodes, and I'll tell you why. When I was a stand-up comic, I was working on the road near Detroit, staying with a friend of mine who lived outside of Detroit. He and his wife, I just crashed with them so we could visit, you know, whatever. So we wake up the next morning, a little hungover, whatever. The Harlem Globetrotter episode of Gilligan's Island is on TV. And I'm laying there on the couch bed. My buddy's in the chair. His wife's, you know, messing around in the kitchen, whatever. We're watching this Gilligan's Island. And the Globetrotters are on. And they're having a basketball game. And there were robots. Somehow. This is such a stretch, I can't believe. Somehow, the Harlem Globetrotters ended up on Gilligan's Island and played basketball against robots. So that's what I'm watching. Early on a Saturday morning, my high school buddy sitting next to me, watching it with me. Neither one of us talking. We're just glued to the TV. Senseless entertainment, mindless entertainment. Gilligan goes in the game. And that's when my friend had enough. He says, oh yeah, like Gilligan's going to play. He was fine with the Globetrotters being on this remote island, coincidentally, and playing basketball against robots. Where he had an issue was that Gilligan went into the game. I love it. So we have some original music. Conrad, you still here? Okay.
Just checking. I was, for the first time in a while, I took a powder. Sorry.
Okay, well, I just told a really funny story. No. You weren't here for it. So so let's hear, this is a song. It's called Sex on the Beach, and this is by our next guest, Philip Daniel, a.k.a. Philly Ocean, who is the lead singer of Yachtly Crew. This yacht rock has taken over. It's so popular. It's everywhere now. And Philly's going to join us in a few minutes, but this is a song, an original song from Yachtly Crew.
Friday night, it was late at the Mai Tai Cafe. I was a few drinks deep when she wandered my way. What are you drinking tonight? I'd be happy to. Don't know what you want. Here's a few you could try. You could have a dark and stormy, a daiquiri, a margarita or a martini, a French connection, a fine cognac, a whiskey sour or a Sazerac. And she looked at me, said I know what I need. I'll help. Sex on. Let me
It's amazing that that's a new song, an original song, I should say. And it sounds like it's 50 years old. It sounds like it falls right into that yacht rock, like Doobie Brothers. That's so cool. All right, so we'll talk to Philly in just a few minutes. Going back to the text, our question tonight, you can still get in on the fun if you like. What is the best last episode to a TV show, in your opinion? What is the best last episode to a TV show? Or you can share the worst at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. Going to the text line. This is great. Okay, so Jameson from Pennsylvania sent this a while ago. Love the show. Thanks, guy. You're welcome, Jameson. Great to have you and great to hear from you. First time texter, I believe. He also says, last thing, Maggie shot Mr. Burns. That I remember. I just didn't remember the Dallas thing. And then from the 414, Tom in New Berlin. Thanks, Pete. Dude, you make us think. Well, Tom, you're embarrassing me. I make you think about TV, and that's a good thing, right? Thank you, Tom. Thanks for the nice words, as always. So, 2 minutes already? Listen, yeah. Mr. New Haircut, I know you think you can boss me around and send me to a break, but here's another text from the 216. Last episode of The Americans was the best ever. I'm going to kind of piggyback on that and say the first episode of The Americans, I've not seen the last episode. The pilot episode of The Americans is so cool. And the way they end it, they play this Fleetwood Mac song and there's this like action sequence. Phenomenal. Highly recommend that show. I got about two seasons in and I have to go back to it. I keep meaning to, but I'm kind of lost. You know, I don't remember exactly where I left off, but it's a really good show. Thank you very much, 216. That's excellent. Today is also, Conrad, did you know this? See, you're too young. You'll never have a new Coke.
Wait, what?
Okay. This is the day that new Coca-Cola, the oldest soft drink company, changed its formula. And I remember tasting going, wow. They gave the keys to the Ford Pinto to someone. This is horrible.
I've always wondered what it tasted like before they changed the formula.
Well, it's now. They went back to Coke Classic. Oh, so you're in luck, Mr. New Haircut. All right, coming up next, the lead singer of Yachtly Crew joins us here on Nightlight, Philly Ocean. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. That's coming up next.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're
Todd.
Exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for matinee on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wisconsin is lit. I should really say that about Wisconsin. I meant because of Nightlight, but you could take that another way. We've been known to throw back a few drinks here in Wisconsin, so you could misinterpret what I said. If you have not checked out the Civic Media News Podcast, please do so. Go to our app or our website. Our show is on nationwide, so you can click on any one of the stations. When you go to those stations, at the top, it'll say News Roundup. You get sports, weather, news, obviously. And I do a Hollywood Minute that oftentimes is informative or funny. You can get the whole day in 8 minutes. It's a great deal. If you cannot listen to the radio during the day, check out the News Roundup. It's very well done here at Civic Media. My next guest is the lead singer of Yachtly Crew. He goes by Philly Ocean. His real name is Philip Daniel, and he joins us now on Nightlight. Hi, Philip, or Philly.
Hey, how's it going, Pete? Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Hey, it's our pleasure. What do you prefer? What do you go by?
You call me Philly Ocean. We're talking Yachtly Crew. You call me Philly Ocean.
You got it. You got it. I love it. It's so before I got a few questions here for you. When in the all of a sudden yacht rock is everywhere. And I have a friend who was in a yacht rock band about 8 years ago. And it was just kind of this thing. I thought they just kind of coined the phrase and they were the only one. All of a sudden it is everywhere. How did this start? And were you guys in on the ground floor?
We were in on the ground floor. So, you know, if you trace the term yacht rock all the way back to its origins, it looks like it was started by a web series on YouTube, a sketch web series, where these guys basically, you know, parodied the yacht rock artists, Kenny Loggins and Messina and Christopher Cross and Hall & Oates, and they kind of made this comedic web series, I think out of admiration for, you know, this genre of music. And then the next thing that I could tell was that, you know, this music started making a comeback on its own, you know, separate from that web series. Sirius XM launched their Yacht Rock radio channel. Huh. You know, but before that, we all just knew it as what, easy listening, soft rock, right? It was, it was just kind of almost a forgotten genre. Then it started kind of making its, you know, way back into the cultural lexicon. And the way that we kind of came about, we've been around since 2017, so about 7 years now, was our bass player, Baba Booey, you know, was a huge fan of this music. He was listening to it a lot, and he found that Sirius XM had the Yacht Rock radio station. And so he went to our drummer, Sailor Hawkins. He said, you know, no one's doing anything with this music. Why don't we do a band? You know, and by the way, all of us in the band, we've all been lifelong musicians, lifelong. And we've been in a slew of other projects and other bands the whole time. Some of us have known each other before. Some of us are new. You know, we've been doing this now for 7 years, so we're all family at this point. But, you know, they kind of got the idea to get this band going. They brought everybody together. And we all have the same love of this music. You know, it's in our blood. This is the playlist of my childhood.
Yeah.
You know, I am an 80s kid, but my parents, you know, they just brought me up with this music, and this is all that we listen to. You know, Steely Dan and Michael McDonald, Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
And, you know, you name it. This was the playlist that I grew up on. And that's true for everybody in the band. And, when we kind of heard, you know, what this band was going to be about and that we had a chance to create it together, we were like, oh my gosh, this sounds so fun. But we had no idea that it was going to turn into this. And, you know, we just started playing these small bars in Southern California where we're all based. And, you know, I'm kind of honestly from the first show, we could tell that this idea had legs and had energy, and people were responding pretty immediately to what we were doing. Now, just to get that first gig, that was a no small feat. And our drummer, Sailor Hawkins, has told the story before. You know, he couldn't get anyone to bite for, you know, like 6 months or a year. And then finally he had to leverage his other band that he had, a country band at the time. And he had to kind of leverage that band and say, you know, that band was doing well in a couple of bars. And he had to go to the owners and be like, look, you got to give my other band a shot. Otherwise, I'm never going to play here again with my other band. And it was bringing in a lot of business for them. So they were like, well, are you kidding me? Come on. And he's like, just give us like, you know, a couple weeks of shows and let us see what we can do. And let us see if this can be a thing. And they agreed to it. And that's how we got our start. And I mean, you know, our first gig, we had like 350 people at this bar in Southern California in Orange County.
You know,
and
go ahead. Sorry.
That's a very long-winded answer to to your question.
No, but it's fascinating. It's like a new genre, really. I mean, I love that you guys, like, we just played part of your song Sex on the Beach before we brought you on. Are a lot of other yacht rock bands doing original music, or are they mostly covering? I thought it was all covers. When Conrad told me we had an original song, I was like, oh, awesome, you know.
Yeah, well, it mostly is covers, you know, and that's what people come out to hear. But I would say, you know, in the first year or two, we started, you know, in the band, we started talking about, you know, it would be really cool someday to do some originals, you know, and if we could write some songs that really seemed to fit incredibly well with this genre, this new genre of music, and sound like something that came out of the late 70s, early 80s. That would be so cool to do. And let me just tell you, we had a lot of downtime during the pandemic. We weren't playing a lot of live shows.
Right.
And so we kind of used that time to get creative, to focus on songwriting, to, you know, record some stuff and keep ourselves engaged and keep our fans and our audience engaged also.
That's my guest, Philly Ocean. He's the lead singer of the big time yacht rock band, Yachtly Crew. He joins us here on Nightlight. Philly, what I was really amazed at is how you were able to do that. Like, it sounded like you have parameters that a lot of other songwriters don't have, because what you write has to sound like something that's kind of already been done. That's got to be challenging.
Yeah, it is. It's tough, dude. You know, we like a good challenge. Honestly, the music that we play, it's some of the most challenging music, you know, pop music and stuff that you'd hear on the radio that you can play. There's a lot of jazz chords, a lot of interesting progressions, you know, and a lot of really high melodies, songs that are not necessarily super easy to sing. So yeah, we're up for the challenge. And, you know, also the genre is fun. You know, it's not a joke. You know, we don't play the music ironically. We play it because we love it.
Right.
But we also know that there's an element of fun to this music. There, you know, people, they, when you hear a Holland Oates song, as good as those songs are, you kind of smile, right? Because the lyrics are, you know, they can be a little over the top. They can be a little, you know, funny, you know, cute. And it, like Private Eyes is a great example. Like, you know, you listen to the lyrics of that song, right, like, they make you smile. You know, it's like, it's kind of bizarre and fun.
It just works, though. That's the great thing about it.
It just works.
So, all right. Coming up next, I'm going to ask Philly where you can, he's going to tell you where you can see his music, where you can find new stuff. That's all coming up next. We're talking Yacht Rock. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The Senate has approved $95 billion in war aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This bill is one of the most consequential measures Congress has passed in years to protect America's security and the future, the very future of Western democracy.
Outside Schumer's home in Brooklyn.
Stop arming Israel!
Hundreds of people arrested after holding a Passover Seder that doubled as a call for a ceasefire in Gaza. Columbia University has extended a midnight deadline for 48 hours for student protesters to remove an encampment from school grounds. Supreme Court hears a case today that could determine when doctors can perform abortions in states that enacted bans after the high court overturned Roe v. Wade. Planned Parenthood's Martha Speaker.
The court's going to decide whether to carve out abortion from this law, which has been understood for decades to protect all patients who go to hospitals for emergency care.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending its free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Vice President Kamala Harris says she came to Wisconsin Monday to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed three of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Compete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. 26 years later, Jerry Seinfeld has mixed feelings about the way his sitcom ended. The 69-year-old comedian does not believe in regret, but told People.com that thinking about it still causes mixed emotions. The show ended with Jerry, Kramer, George, and Elaine all in jail for violating a Good Samaritan law in a small town. Seinfeld says the topic came up when he was talking with fellow Seinfeld creator Larry David about the fact that Seinfeld is never mentioned when people discuss great TV finales. Seinfeld lists Bob Newhart, Mary Tyler Moore, and Mad Men as great finales, adding that he feels Mad Men was the best ever. Co-creator David also says he has some issues with the way the show ended. Seinfeld admits to being influenced by network producers at the time who thought since the characters were selfish on the show that the ending should be consistent with that. The ending might not be perfect, but at least they never jumped a shark. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to 55 this afternoon. The wind east to south at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 36. Tomorrow, sunshine 63. We are watching a system that'll bring some rain and wind by Thursday night. Most of Friday and through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
In her next episode, Maggie addresses all the debauchery coming out of the Trump trial. Sleeping? Farting? What else could happen live?
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night. Just a sprinkle of stardust and a whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes.
Such a beautiful song, and then I drift away. All I can think about is Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet. In one of the creepiest roles ever. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Peach Wabba. We are broadcasting statewide all over our beautiful state of Wisconsin, from downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing at our WGBW studios. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. We are talking about a new genre, really, of music called yacht rock. And it's kind of, you're hearing about it everywhere now. And my guest tonight on Nightlight was in on the ground floor. And they don't just sing covers. They sing original songs and they tour all over. And his name is Philly Ocean. He is the lead singer of Yachtly Crew. Mm-hmm. Philly, it's great to have you here, buddy.
I'm so glad to be here. This is great.
Can you sing Roy Orbison? Does that fall into the category of yacht rock?
It does not. That falls squarely outside of it. But okay. I do love Roy.
Yeah, same.
He's one of a kind voice. Amazing melodies. You know, he struck a chord in American music that I don't think anybody else did. You know, he kind of combined the old school ballads with the new form of rock and roll and doo-wop and all this stuff. And I loved his music.
Yeah, just such a unique voice too. Like you have to become a singer if that's how you sound. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well said. Okay, so tell us about, you guys have a new tour, a Full Steam Ahead tour. Where can people see you? I don't believe you have Wisconsin dates, which is a crime. You should add them if you still can. But tell us about the tour.
I would love to come back to Wisconsin. We played Epic Event Center there.
Oh, nice.
And that venue was amazing. We had such a great night. I don't know why we don't have that on the books yet. I would imagine it's just a routing thing because, you know, when you tour as much as we do, making the dates that work for them work on our schedule can sometimes be logistically impossible. So I know that our agent has a great relationship with that venue, and we had a great time up there. They said they wanted us to come back. It's just a matter of getting things to line up. So the Full Steam Ahead tour for this year is our biggest tour yet. We're playing over 100 shows this year, well over 100 shows. And the really cool thing about this year is that we're actually coming to places that we have not played before, mm-hmm. or that we've only played like maybe once or twice. And so we're getting to, you know, expose the country to, you know, what we do in a lot of new ways. And the thing that we've seen time and again, which has been really humbling and really amazing, is that when we go to a place, you know, the next time, the second time is a huge jump. Every time we go back to a place,
nice.
Our numbers like double or triple. And, you know, and then it's kind of getting to this cool place of critical mass. For example, we played the past couple of years just outside of Philadelphia in a town called Ardmore, Pennsylvania. And it was a fairly small venue, I think like 400 or 500 capacity venue. And, you know, the first time we had like maybe 350 there, the next time it was sold out. And then we moved to a bigger venue this last time, over 1,000 people we just played to in Philadelphia, you know, like a week and a half ago. And it was the most raucous, uproarious crowd, you know, I think we've almost played to this day. They were so into it. So it's cool to see it just building steam. And, you know, we love what we do. We feel incredibly lucky that we get to do, you know, this as our job. And, you know, all of us are lifelong musicians, and we want to do this forever. So to see something have legs like this is really, really amazing.
Well, it's great too, that you guys, they're not just coming when you double or triple your numbers like that. They're not just coming because they love Yacht Rock. You're your own band, and that's what they're coming to see. And that's gotta be really, really a cool thing. If you guys do find your way through Wisconsin again, you have to come in and perform in the studio, please. I would love to have at least a few of you.
I love having
live entertainers here. And I totally get what you're saying with scheduling. When I used to do stand-up comedy and I was touring back in the day, the joke was, all right, you're going to do the weekend in Detroit, and there's a one-nighter in Iraq on Wednesday before you're in Detroit.
So that makes sense, but
we would love to have you here. It would be fun. Okay,
that'd be great.
So tell us about your new album too. You got 6 original songs on the album, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, we got 1 original and then 5 of the Yacht Rock like staples that play all the time.
Okay.
Just a quick rundown of the songs you find. We have Lido Shuffle by Boz Scaggs.
Oh, great.
Sex
song.
On the Beach is our original. How Long by Ace. Steal Away. How Deep Is Your Love? And then Ride Like the Wind, of course, by Christopher Cross. You can't have a Yacht Rock album without a Christopher Cross song on there, pretty much. So
So
those are the songs on the Seize the Day album. You can stream that anywhere that you find your music. You can also, if you want, your own physical copy. We have CDs available, and we also have a limited edition vinyl pressing in flamingo pink available on our website. And it is a beautiful album to listen to and to see with the naked eye. It's really beautiful.
Is that a tribute to Christopher Cross as well?
Of course. Yeah.
Nice.
And also just the whole vibe of the Yacht Rock genre also. It's just, it's cool. We try to incorporate all that and continue to kind of honor the original musicians. And so that was a really cool thing that we were able to do with that album.
It must be cool that you guys have like you have the biggies, the, you know, like you said, Steely Dan, the Beach, or the Doobie Brothers, Hall & Oates. But I heard a song. I live in a town. It's a small town. And I don't know where they what radio channel they have on, but they play songs that I have not heard from high school. And it's the only country I've lived all over. And it's the only place I hear that plays these songs. I heard Frankie and the Knockouts, a song called Sweetheart, which is a great song. It was like from the 80s. And it was like, so you guys can pull from the biggies, but you also have all these one hit wonders you can probably grab too. Like you'll never run out of material, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, we have well over 100, maybe 115 songs that we know in our repertoire. Nice. And we add to that, you know, we add 3 or 4 songs a year probably now. But we play 35 to 40 songs a night per show. You know, it's almost a 2-hour show, or if not more than a 2-hour show most times. And so, you know, we have a lot of material to pull from. We have probably 18 to 20 songs that we have to play. You know, they're the Africas and the You Make My Dreams Come True, Ride Like the Wind, Baker Street, you know, the ones that people have to hear. Otherwise, we get hate mail, you know, and then so then about maybe, I don't know, roughly half of the show, we can, you know, cycle things in and out and see how we're feeling that particular night. Oh, we haven't played this song in a while.
Yeah.
And so it keeps the show fresh and interesting, not only for our audience, because we have a lot of audience members that come back and see us again and again, but also keeps it interesting and fresh for us, which, as you know, as a performer, you know, 7 years in, you know, playing the same genre, you have to keep it interesting and you have to keep it fun, because if you're not having fun, the audience is not having fun.
Absolutely. Conrad, take a memo. We need to use Baker Street on our intros and outros. Let's add that.
Sounds good.
Such a great song. So you also have I see Mario Lopez made an appearance in a video.
Oh yeah. Well, so Mario's been a friend and a fan of the band for many years.
Oh, cool.
He started coming. So when we got, I guess this was about 2018, we got a residency at the Viper Room, which is a famous music venue in LA. You know, it used to be owned by Johnny Depp and a ton of bands that played there and stuff. And so we were doing a monthly yacht rock night there. And, you know, it was so funny because when we were playing those shows, we'd look out in the audience and we would always see some celebrity in the crowd. And, you know, we met Craig Robinson there. We met Baba Booey from Howard Stern. I mean, you name it. I mean, these people were just, they were coming out, they were making a night of it, and they loved yacht rock, and they loved the whole vibe. One of the nights, Mario Lopez and his whole crew were there, and they were all wearing captain's hats, and they were singing along. And they're like, oh my God. And so we, you know, and then people started posting pictures of him. So we tagged him, and we reposted some of it, and then he started messaging us. He's like, you guys are amazing. We ended up playing the Christmas party for the show that he was on. And then for the past 4 or 5 years now, we've done a fundraiser for him for the local children's hospital in Burbank, California, you know, help raise money for it. And we've just had this great relationship. And then when he found out that we were, you know, doing this original and doing it.
Did we lose Philly?
I think we might have.
Let's see if we can get him back. That's great. Yeah, it's, I mean, you cannot go wrong with those songs like that. You're always going to have an audience for that. Is he back? Conrad, you just pretend to be Philly and I'll interview you.
I don't know if I'll do him justice.
My connection cut out.
Oh, good to have you back. You were saying that you did the fundraisers and the charity work for him, which is really
cool. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, it dropped.
No, that's technology. It's a fad.
Yeah, yeah. in any event, yeah, so we started, are you hearing me? Sorry
yeah, about that, yeah, guys. You're fine. No, don't
are
worry
we
about
back?
It. Yeah, you're back. Can you hear me? Maybe he can't hear us, Conrad. Let's drop it and see if we can get him back. I hope we can. Yeah, that's, we have to, I hope they come to Wisconsin. This is really fun music. My buddy Rob Martin, who I've also directed as an actor, was in a yacht rock group, and he's phenomenal. And that was my first exposure to the genre. And I love that it exists, because these are like the songs I grew up listening to Casey Kasem's Top 40. And now that you can see them all in a concert, and like Philly was just saying, even celebrities like going out, it's kind of a fun evening and you can't go wrong, especially if you go out with a group of friends. It's just, it's great to see live music to begin with, but when you have a band that's playing all these great tunes, you can't go wrong. And it's kind of interesting too. This is the first day, this is the anniversary of the first posting on YouTube is today. And that must have been, well, almost 20 years ago. I remember when YouTube started up and Classic Schwabba, I'm like, who in the heck is going to want to watch other people performing that aren't professionals on YouTube? It's like YouTube meant anybody can post. And I was like, why would anybody just go watch people on YouTube? What did I know? Like, now there are people, that's a profession, YouTube performer, YouTube entertainer. And it was phenomenal. So this is the anniversary of YouTube today. And I hopefully we'll, do we have Philly back?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep.
Hey, good to have you back.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. My phone went on the fritz here.
Oh, it could have been. Conrad got a haircut yesterday. It could have been that too. You don't know what happened.
Sorry about that.
What happened? The haircut looks good. So anyway, yeah. So I think what were we talking about? The Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. That's really
so,
cool.
Yeah. We were just doing, you know, we were helping him out and he was just, honestly, he's been a champion. He's really been a champion for Yachtly Crew and he's been super, super helpful and supportive. And he said, anytime you guys want me to be in a music video, just let me know. And so then when we did Sex on the Beach, it just made so much sense to reach out. And he showed up for us big time. So it was amazing.
That's fantastic. So Philly, who is your favorite artist to sing when you are doing covers? Like, who do you like to sing the most and who is it easiest for you to sing or who do you kind of vibe with, I guess?
Well, you know, the thing about a lot of these songs, I would say at least half of these songs, they're not easy to sing. You know, they are challenging songs vocally and musically and all the like. But I really do like the challenge. I like pushing myself and I would have to say Kenny Loggins is probably my favorite yacht rock singer.
Nice.
Michael McDonald has an absolutely insane voice.
He does.
I have a very different voice from Michael McDonald. You know, he has this weird combination of this really beefy, voice with an incredible range and this just crazy falsetto that's like airy and gritty at the same time. If you've ever listened to Michael McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
What
a Fool Believes is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's just incredible song, lyric-wise and music. It's great.
That song is probably the hardest song for me personally to sing. And it's because the phrases at the end of the song, they repeat so many times, those high harmonies.
Yeah.
And, in a music venue setting, when there's a lot of stage noise and it's hard to hear, man, it's easy to oversing and strain your voice and you have to be really careful. That particular song is really, really challenging.
But hey, Philly, I don't mean to interrupt you. Can you hang for just a couple more minutes?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Fantastic. We've got a couple more minutes. I'm going to find out what Philly's watching on TV, too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. I am talking with Yachtly Crew lead singer Philly Ocean is with us on Nightlight. We got disconnected for a couple minutes, so he's agreed to hang around for a few more minutes. And I got to tell you,
absolutely,
Philly, this is great. Jameson, a new listener for us from Pennsylvania, from the 814, says, I'd love to hear them do the Pina Colada song. Do you guys do that? And can people see that anywhere? If he wanted to go look for it online, would he be able to find it?
Oh, we have videos of a ton of live shows and everything that are online.
Oh,
you
please
can just
share.
Go to our YouTube channel.
Nice.
You know, just search for Yachtly Crew.
Okay.
It's spelled YachtlyCrew. And so, yeah, you can find a ton of stuff. You can also just go to our website, yachtlycrew.com, and check out all of that.
Very cool.
And like I said, you can listen to the EP anywhere you stream your music. All of our tour dates are up on our website as well. And we also have a pretty active Instagram and Facebook too. We post a lot of funny videos, behind the scenes videos. There's just a lot of content you guys can see. And, you know, you get a little insight as to the day to day of the band and touring life and all that stuff. It's really cool.
There you go, Jameson. Check that out. That's a great, and I don't know if you knew this, Philly, this is the anniversary of the first video being posted on YouTube. I was talking about that one.
I had no idea.
Isn't that crazy?
No, that's all right.
Thank God for YouTube. All right. So if you weren't singing Yacht Rock, what would you be singing? Hard rock, soft rock, rock and roll, country? What would be your genre?
Oh man. I mean, I grew up just such a music lover. I know this is like such a cliche answer, but I loved so many different genres. The stuff that I find myself kind of listening to, right now I'm really into the Struts, which are kind of a hard rock group. I love AC/DC, but then I veer like over into like, you know, I love Ray LaMontagne and Amos Lee and Michael Kiwanuka and, you know, these folky soulful singers, old school R&B,
nice,
you know, and blues. I was super into blues, but I have a really, really eclectic musical taste. I think my go-to, just like without even thinking about it, is usually rock and roll, like just, you know, the Rolling Stones or, you know, the Eagles or Fleetwood Mac or Billy Joel. You know, something like that.
Everybody should have an eclectic taste in music. I mean, I feel like I'm the same way. I like classical. I love the crooners.
Yeah.
I love jazz. Like there's something great about every genre. And they're also derivative if you really know anything about music. It's phenomenal. That's a great answer. So my last question for you, buddy, what we do on this show is we talk about TV and movies and what we're watching. Can you recommend a show, something you're binge watching or cringe watching?
You're going to crack up. I'm the dad of a 2.5-year-old, so we don't watch a whole lot of TV. We watch a lot of Blippi and Miss Rachel and Mickey Mouse. And, you know, so between that and, you know, I number one priority is spending time with my family when I'm not on the road. So, you know, that's kind of the world that we're in. You know, we watch a lot of Disney Plus shows. I'm a huge Marvel nerd. So I love, you know, all of that, all the superhero stuff and the sci-fi stuff. The last show that I watched in its entirety because I was so hooked was Succession on HBO.
Oh yeah.
And
sure.
I'm super bummed that show is over because the writing was just insane.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
That's the worst feeling ever when a show ends and you're just like, okay, what am I supposed to do now? I guess I go have to parent my 2.5-year-old now. Hey, this is great.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for being on the show and keep us posted if you can. If you come back to Wisconsin, we'd love to see you and love to have you in the studio.
Yeah, we will. And for all of the people listening, you know, we are going to be, I think the closest that we're going to be to Wisconsin is in Lamont, Illinois. It's just on, I guess, the southeast of,
outside Chicago,
by about 45 minutes or so. Or southwest Chicago, rather.
Yeah.
But we're all over. We're in Michigan, we're in Indiana, we're gonna be all through the Northeast. So if you travel, and then the big thing is we have a residency at Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, and we play there about four or five times a year for a whole weekend. So we'll do two nights of shows there. And if you're feeling like you wanna, you know, take a little summer trip and have some fun in Vegas. You know, roll the dice. Come on out and have a weekend with Yachtly Crew.
Literally roll the dice and then go see Yachtly Crew to cheer yourself up after you lose all your life savings.
Awesome.
Hey, continued success. Thanks so much, Philly. And yeah, go get them on the road. Have a great time.
Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. That's Philly Ocean from Yachtly Crew and Yacht Rock, which is sweeping the country. Conrad, what do you think? You like Yacht Rock?
I mean,
you like those old songs?
I really liked the Sex on the Beach song that they gave us. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Especially when you got to write a song that sounds like it's 40 years old. That's got to be tough. I mean, honestly, that's yeah. a challenge. Yeah. From the 818, our question tonight, if you want to shoot a last-minute answer in, I'd be happy to read it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What was the best last episode to a TV show? Or what was the worst? You can share either one. Bridget checks in from the 818 and says, best, Sex in the City. Carrie and Big finally get together. I did know that. I didn't really watch the show too much. I saw some of it, but I do remember that. Worst, MASH. Too serious and depressing. Hawkeye has a nervous breakdown. I don't remember that. Wow. I remember kind of as a kid being depressed that it was the end of an era. I remember the Happy Days, last Happy Days episode. I was a little tyke or a little young kid, and they played Elvis's Memories. And I remember being kind of sad about that. I don't remember that about MASH. And I feel like I watched the last episode. That's crazy. So Bridget answered both questions. She says Sex in the City is the best. Kind of went out on a good note. And the worst was MASH. So great text as always. And I'd like to thank my guests. John McGivern, host of Main Streets on PBS. You can still see John. There are still a few tickets left at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. Go see John. He's so much fun. He's so engaging, and he tells stories. He's a phenomenal storyteller. That's why he's had such a great run on PBS. And that's this Friday night. Still tickets available. An Evening with John McGivern at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. I'd like to thank Philly Ocean from Yachtly Crew. Fun to talk some Yacht Rock. Great text tonight, and love all the responses to your to our question tonight. Aunt Carla checks in with the last. We'll give Aunt Carla the last word. Love the show tonight. Thank you, Aunt Carla. We love that you listen. And Conrad's got a new haircut. That's what we learned tonight. That's the lesson. All right, we'll be back tomorrow night. Pat Kreitlow joins me and artist Steve Segrin. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
The Tap. Civic Media. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored